All right. Okay, so we're at the very top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We are now returning. We're going to, like, you know, the Gemara is going to return to a point that was just made earlier about the Shita of Nechunya ben Akana, about the person who's, you know, violating two averes at the same time, right? So in this case would be he's gonev chel bo shel chavero va'achla, right? So he steals the person's chelav, he also eats it. How we deal with the two different sets of repercussions that's supposed to come that person's way, and what do we do? So gufa amr of chista moder Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana begonev chel bo shel chavero va'achlo shu chayev. Right, so Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, the Rav Chista says that even Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would agree, right, that in a situation where a person steals the chaylev of his friend, right, his friend owns chaylev, he steals it and he eats it, that he's chayev, right, that he's chayev to pay, right, he's chayev to pay back, not just, even though chaylev is an issur kares, he has to pay for the chaylev that he stole. Why is that? I thought you have both averas coming at the same, repercussions coming at the same time, you just go with the kim lay mid the rabbi, maybe just give you the bigger punishment. So nevertheless, in this case, not. Why is shikfarni schayev biganeva kodim sheyavali the iser in shechela? Because he violated the iser ganeva well before he himself ate the chela. Right? He steals. You could steal chela and hold on to it for a year until but you hold it for a year before you ever eat it. They're not the two things don't happen at the same moment. So what do you see? So lema. Pliga the Rebbe Oven. Seems like Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana is arguing on Rebbe Oven, right? The Amar Rebbe Oven has Zorik Chutz Mitchilas Arba Lasov Arba. A person who throws an item from the beginning, meaning he throws it Dal Ram Rishus Rabin, right? If you carry something Dal Ram Rishus Rabin, you do an Akira, and then right, you pick it up and you walk it over and then you put it down. So now you violated the Issa Daraisa of the malacha, right, of hotzah, not hotzah mishas rishus, but hotzah in terms of carrying da'alam mishas rishus rabbi.
Yeah, so, an arrow, not just throwing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. He's shooting an arrow. Yes. Sorry. Hazorek chetz. I said it wrong. Thank you. See, I told you. Yeah. So he shoots an arrow from the beginning of da'alamos to the end of da'alamos. So, and what happens? V'kara shirayim b'halichaso. And as the arrow is flying, it cuts somebody's clothing. It rips someone's clothing, right, their silk or whatever. So what happens? Potter, right? So he's not chayav to pay. Why? Shakira tzorach hanachahi, right? Because the kind of letting it go, right, is necessary in order to eventually have it land, right? So it's like all part of the same action, right? As the thing is flying through the air, it has to go through the air in order to eventually land. So it's all part of the same action of shooting the arrow, which is going to violate the Isra of the malacha. It's happened at the same moment, right? So presumably the assumption is that this is, even though it's you could have argued that they are two different actions. Right? He first fires the arrow, then it cuts the person's clothing. So it's two different, the action didn't happen at the same moment.
So he's putter from the damage that he caused.
Correct, he's putter from the damage, which seems to go fly in the face of, no pun intended, in the face of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who said that the guy's chayev to pay for the chela that he stole, right? So hachanami, because I could have said hachanami hakba tzor hachilahi, right? I could have said the same thing. In this case, what do you mean? How am I supposed to possibly get the chela if I don't pick it up first? So if your whole svara here to pack to the guy and he doesn't have to pay for the clothing is because that akira sarachanacha, same thing here. How is he possibly going to eat the chalev if he doesn't first pick it up? And by picking it up, he's kone, right? So it seems that Rabbi Oven and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana are arguing with each other. So says Gemara, not so fast. Hachi hashta. No, this comparison is not exactly. Who says this comparison is correct? Hasam ef shalah, and you probably could have assumed this, right? Ef shalah hanacha b'lo akira, right? There, you can never have the hanacha without the akira, right? Meaning, the case of the shooting the arrow, it's physically impossible. You can't shoot the arrow without, at some point, shooting the arrow. It's not possible. It's all, it, it, right? Even as I was explaining the case, you're like, those are not really the same thing, right? It is one action, right? Here, hacha efshel achila b'lahagba. What do you mean? A person could taka eat without ever picking it up. Why? Because we had these examples before. D'ibay gachin va'achil, right? Because if he wants, he could, right? Rashi says, d'ibay gachin lamata megibot tefachim, right? He could go down and he could get down below the gimel tefachim v'achil and eat it. But lav hagbah, he won't be considered hagbah. So if he gets on the floor like an animal and he eats it off the floor, so then he would taka eat the chaylev while never having officially made akinyin because he didn't pick it up gimel tefachim off the ground. So it's not the same thing. Fine. So ina or an ina, I'm in the possibility. Hasam ibar lahadura lo matzi mehader mehadala. Hachi matzah mahadala. Right, when it comes to the case of firing the arrow, once you fire the arrow, that's it. It's no going back. Right? Rashi says, "Misha zarek es achetz." Right? Once you threw it, once you fire the arrow, there's nothing going back. Hilkach mishas akira sofoli kroy lo shirayin. So the moment you fired it, it's already ready to rip those person's clothing. But hacha matzah mahadala. Right? In the case of the chaylev, I could pick up the chaylev and decide, you know what? I'm gonna put that down. Right? And says Rashi, Hilkach lo amrina mishas hagba aschila la achila. Right? You don't say the moment I picked it up, I was already beginning the achila process. It's not true. I could put it down. The Gemara could have also said, to be honest, once you picked it up, you could have, you know, held on to it for a long time or whatever. But that's the same point. Once you pick it up, you could put it down. It doesn't have to be considered one action. Fine. Okay. So my ika bein ha'alish and bein ha'alish. Okay, but you give me two answers. Right? One is I could actually eat it without ever making a kinyan, without doing hagbah, or I could, you know, I could always go back. So what's the difference between these two cases? So ikibenahu hamavir sakin birshus harabim. What are the following case? A person is carrying a knife in the birshus harabim. He's like carrying it like this, but you're not supposed to carry a knife. You're always supposed to carry a knife right down. You carry a knife with the end sticking out. Vikarashirayim balichaso. And as he's walking, he tears someone's clothing while he's walking. So lahachlin shinda amrisi efshal anachah below akira. If you want to say the pshat is that I couldn't do anachah without an akira, so hachanami efshal anachah below akira. It's the same thing. In this case also, you can make the same argument, and that's why he'd be putter. Right? But lahachlin shinda amrisi lo matzi mehadrla. Right? But if you want to say that the reason is because he couldn't, because in the case of the arrow, he couldn't have ever put it down. Once you fire it, it's gone. Right? Hachamatzi mehadrla. So in this case, you could at any point, you could put the knife down. So that would be a reason to be chayiv in that case. So that's enough for me to do two cases. Fine. Okay, but now we're going to come back to this case of the Zorik Chetz. Gufa. Amr Rabbi Avin. It's actually interesting. Yeah, okay. So Gufa. Amr Rabbi Avin. So Rabbi Avin said as follows. If you know how Zorik Chetz mitchilas arba lasof. Arba person fires an arrow, shoots an arrow from the beginning of Dal Amos to the end of Dal Amos, v'karish shirayin, v'alechaso, and it tears the clothing of the person on its way. So putter, it's your putter from paying, right? Shakira letzorach anachi, right? Because the firing of the arrow was necessary for the anachah to take place. It's all one action, and therefore I'm just chayiv for the chilul Shabbos. I'm not chayiv for the hezek that I caused. However, Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye wants to contradict, come and attack this approach, and he writes as follows. He says as follows: Hagonev kis b'Shabbos, a person who steals a purse on Shabbos, chayiv. He's chayiv. Okay. Why? Meaning he's chayiv to pay, right? So he steals the purse. He has to pay back. Why? And the assumption is that when he steals the purse, he's going to take it into. He'll either take it out of the Rishus HaYachin into Rishus HaRabim, or he'll carry the Alam's Rishus HaRabim. The point is that he takes it out of your Rishus into his Rishus, right? And he also while he's also stealing it. So Rabbi Bar Abaye said that a person steals the purse on Shabbos, he still has to pay back. Right? Why is that? Because he's already chayiv in the geneva well before, or at least before, he ever violated the isra malacha of hotza. Okay. Hayim megarev v'yotzei megarev v'yotzei pater. What if he didn't pick it up, but he drags the purse along the ground, right? And he's dragging it as he's walking out. So then he's pater to pay. Why is he pater from paying? Sharei isra Shabbos v'geneva. Because now, right, and this is always the rule, right, that in that case, because now he's dragging it, so until he, by the time he gets it outside, I guess presumably what happens is by the time he gets it outside, he hasn't made a kinyan yet, right? So once he brings it outside, and we're going to see there's a lot of problems with this whole story, but once he gets it outside, the moment that he gets it outside and he violates the Isra of Hotza, okay, that's the moment that he makes the kinyan. So if that's true, that's why he's not going to have to pay. Okay, and what? So what? What do we bother by? Vamai, right? Why should he be?
So just so the when what causes him to make the kinyan in that case? What's
well, this is going to be the whole the gemara itself is going to have this back and forth when the kinyan takes. So it's presumably in the havamina. The gemara is assuming is that if I pick it up in your house,
right,
and then I do the hotzah,
right,
the moment I picked it up, I was already chayv.
Right,
I was already chayv for geneva.
Right,
and it's not until I walk outside that I'm chayv for the isra of hotzah.
Right.
Right. However, if I drag it like this,
yeah,
I never make a kinyan.
Right.
And the only time I make a kinyan, presumably, is when I actually am motzi it from your rishus. We're going to see the Gemara is actually going to talk about this exact question of the hotzah from the rishus of the other person in terms of Shabbos versus in terms of geneva. But presumably, the assumption at this stage is if I lift it, when I lift it, I make a kinyan.
Right.
But if I drag it, I never make a kinyan until I take it out of your rishus.
Okay, but you could still make the kinyan while dragging it. But it's just you cross.
But not until I get into that.
Cross
exactly. Right. The kinyan can take place.
Okay.
But it doesn't take place until it now, once it's outside your rishus, now it's in the rishus harabim. So now I have.
So they're playing, it's simultaneous then. The
exactly. Now it's buying kachar. Exactly. Okay. Now at that moment, now the geneva and the hotzah happen at the same moment.
Okay.
But the Gemara is not happy with this. The Gemara says, but wait a second. But my. Hachanami lema hagba tzorach hotzahi. Right? We should say. Right, that the hagbah, and again, the kasha here is on the first part of this statement. Right, so the ve'amai is wait a second, how can that be? I mean, how can what be? Look at Rashi. Rashi's ve'amai, it's like 12 lines from the bottom. The Rashi, the first one line is v'chule, but the next word is ve'amai ki higbio b'rishus habaylim v'keno amai chayiv, meaning this. Again, this is the Havamina. Havamina was, when I lift it in your Rishus, I make a kinyan. Well, not so fast. I'm standing in your Rishus still. Right? So, V'amai ki higbiu b'rishus habaylin v'kano amai chayiv. Neim amishas hagba aschalala hotzah. What could you say? I actually, fine, you want to even argue that it was kona in your Rishus? But that kinyan was the beginning of my hotzah. Because what do you need for every hotzah? Every hotzah requires an akira and a hanacha. Right, so you could argue it's just like the case of the guy firing the arrow. That when I lift, as soon as I pick it up, I'm beginning the process of the hotzah. So it's not done yet, but I've actually begun it already. And since I've begun it already, you could argue ba'in ke'echad. Again, it's happening at the same moment. So let's go back to the Gemara. V'amai hachanami le'mehagba tzar hotzahi. Right. So why in this case is it going to be chayiv to pay? You should argue again. It's all one action. So answer the Gemara, Hachamai Askinon, Kigoshi Gibio Amanas Latsnio. Oh, so I'll tell you what he did. Nobody picked it up. He picked it up just to put it away. He didn't pick it up to actually steal it. He picked it up to put it somewhere else. Vinimlach alav, Veotzia. Then he changed his mind and he decides to take it out. Why is that important? Because it means that the act of lifting it up was not the beginning of the act of what's up. I picked it up for a totally different reason. I picked it up just to put it aside somewhere. Okay. Gemara says, but still not. Vechihai Gavna Michayev. But wait a second, then why would he be chayev at all? V'amrav Simon, Amrav Ami, Amrav Yochanan, Hamifana Chafetzim Mizavis Lezavis. If a person is moving items from one corner to the other in a house, V'nimlach Aleim Votzia, and then you say, "No, I'm not going to take this outside." Pater, that's you're not chayav for hotzah at all. Shalom Haisa Kir Mishas Rishona Lakach. Because when I lift it up, I wasn't lifting it for the purpose of taking it outside, right? So the Gemara says that's great that you want to. Point being, every time you're going to like, it's like whack-a-mole here, right? So every time you're going to solve one problem, you're going to bring another problem. So you're going to tell me that, good, it's not an akira in terms of malacha. And the answer is, yeah, but then you're not going to be chayv at all, even when you take it outside. Okay, so says the Gemara, lo tema amanas la'atzniyo, ela amanas la'hotzio. Okay, so, right, so he didn't pick it up in order to put it aside. He picked it up in order to take it out. Okay? He really took it la'hotzio. Okay, and look at Rashi. Lo tema bagbio amanas lahotzio, ela hagbio amanas lahotzio. Okay, and then you ask me a question, right? With the kash lacha nema hagba tzar chotzahi, right? If you tell me it's going to be a case where he picked it up to take it outside, okay, so then he should be, again, why is he chayav for the geneva? So what are you going to say? So what's the answer? Hachamai askinan kisha amad. Okay, the case is that he stood up. Look at Rashi. Hachamai askinan kisha amad, vamidaso hi hanacha laakira rishona. That's what happened. He lifted up the item, and then he stood there. So what? So the point is, he didn't akira, but then by staying there, that itself was like another hanacha. So in which case, again, now you're going to tell me why it's I was chayiv for the geneva right away, and you're not going to say that my originally picking it up was a, you know, was the beginning of my melacha Shabbos. So I picked it up, and then I stood there. Okay, again, we're going to every step here leads to an automatic kasha in your head. So I'm going to get to the kasha.
This is the thing. So you pick it up, but you don't move, and then it's not until you take that first step.
Look at Rashi. Va'amidaso hi hanacha lakir rishona ve'ein chiyuv Shabbos balo ayli akiras chayvitz harishona. And therefore, you're never going to be chayiv for that original akira because you stopped. El ayadei akiras gufo sha'oker atzmo achar amida amanas hotzi akiras gufo kakiras chayvitz. So it's not until you actually then you decide to move, then the next step is going to be the act of the new akira, right? So in which case, what happened? My original akira was the geneva, and my step forward was the beginning of the hotzah. And you have to assume that, so you're going to say, so otherwise, what do you have to do? So otherwise, you have to be like picking up on the run. So we'll have to see. But that's the assumption at this stage. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Amad lamai. Why did you stand up? Right? Ila katev. If you stood up in order to, like, lakatev always means like to, like, kind of like get a hold of the item that you're holding onto. Right? Like, kind of like literally puts it on your shoulders, literally. It means to, like, get comfortable with the thing, like to make sure you're getting your grip, right? That's orichehu. That's normal. Right? That's a normal thing. That's not like standing. That's just getting your grip on the item. That's fine. So ella ba'omed lafush. No, the case is that you stand up lafush. How do they translate lafush?
Rest.
Right. You stand up to rest. Right. It's not like to get my bear, like to get a hold of the item. That's like a normal way. You pick something up, you readjust your hold on it, and then you go. But this is you're standing, like just as a break, to take a break. Okay, avalakatev my pater pataka. If you would pick it up and you just stop for a second to like get a hold of it and then you keep going, that you taka would be pater. You're right, and it would be the same exact thing as the original case, the case of the firing the arrow. I mean, the point being that according to this answer, the firing the arrow and the picking up the item are actually the same. If you pick it up and you walk out, you would only be chayef for the hotzah. You would not be chayef for paying because again, it was all part of the same original action. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara said that's nice, but we have a problem. So Adatani Hayem Megara Vyotz, we now go to our second case, right? The seifa of this Brisa. Adatani Hayem Megara Vyotz Putter. Right? But now if that's really the case, right? And the point is that you picked it up and you were Omer Lafush, and that's the reason why you're Chai. But otherwise you would have been Putter. So but then the second case of the Brisa was the guy who's dragging the thing outside. He's the one who's putter. Why say that? Niflug v'nislein b'dida, b'me d'vayim amurim b'omer lafush, avalakatev putter. Now, you don't need to give me the case of the guy dragging the thing outside. Just give me the example is, and by the way, what's the case? The case is when he stood lafush, but if he would have stood lakatev, he'd be putter. So if he didn't say that, what does it mean? It seems to imply that that's not the scenario here. Okay? So lahamani. So rather, what's going on here? Who is this whole Brisa like? It's like Ben Azai. Why? It's like Ben Azai. Why? What does Ben Azai hold? The Amr Mahalech Ka'omei Damim. Ben Azai has this unique case, this unique shita throughout Hilchos Shabbos that he holds, and it becomes the Melacha Hotzah, that Mahalech Ka'omei Damim. And when a person's walking, it's like standing. It has a stat that as you walk, every time you walk, you're like a new Akira Hanacha, right? Aval Zorek Mai Pater, right? But I mean, the reason why Ben Azai is going to hold that he's Pater. Sorry, that he's chayav is because I'm about Zorit my putter. Why is that going to help us? According to Ben Azai, Mahalech ka'omei dami. So when he stands up and then he starts to walk,
Every time he puts his foot down, it's like a
new hanacha. And that's why each time, you're never going to have, according to him, you're never going to have a scenario where you picked it up to walk out. Because
right.
Every time, as you walk, every step you take, it's a new akira, a new hanacha. And therefore, according to him, you did first your geneva, and then you go ahead. Meaning, this makes a huge difference now. Now we're saying, basically, everyone agrees, except for Ben Azai, that you're right. You talk be pater, right? But only Kohen Ben Azai who holds that Mahalach Omer Dami that every single step you take, like a new Akira Hanacha, okay, it's a unique shita, is going to hold that. You're chayav in that case. Fine. Okay, but that's nice and fun to answer our problem, except the following. Niflug v'nisan ibidida b'medvay memurim b'mahalich aval zorek pater. If that's true, then the Brisa should have said, what's the case? The case is when you're walking. Right? But if you would be zorek, you talk to be pater. Give me that. Right? So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. That's because Megar Rever Yotze is Tzrichalei. No, the reason, really this is like Ben Azai, and that's the reason why you're Chayav, otherwise you'd be Pater. And why is it the case of Megar Rever Yotze? Because that's a unique case. Sarah Del Chamin, I would have thought, Ein Derech Chotza B'kach. I think that dragging the purse is not a normal thing to do. That's not a normal Derech Chotza. If it's not the normal Derech, then what? I won't be Chayav Midereisa for the Malacha. If I do it as a Shinoi, right, so I might be asking the rabbanim, but I won't even qualify for the malacha daraisa. So kamash malan, that no, the reason that the braisa gives the example of megara v'yotze is not because that's the only case where you'd be pater, but it's to teach you a chiddush that even in that case you'd be pater. Okay, but not totally done. Ubamai, okay, but what's the case where you're dragging it? Ibirav reve, if it's a big purse, orchehu, that's normal. If it's a heavy bag, right? It's a suitcase, and you wheel it. So that's the normal way to wheel it. That's the normal way to take it out. Ibazutre, if it's really small, lavorchehu. Then I know it's not a derech. So that's not a chiddush. That's if you take a little tiny purse and we were calling it a purse. So you take a little tiny handbag and you drag it. Everyone knows that's not normal, right? So ella b'mitzei, right? And it's rather it's a medium sized bag, and that's what's unique about it. With the afke lehicha, sorry, b'mitzei. It's a medium size. Okay, fine, good. So we start. The case is it's dragging a medium sized bag, where you might have thought that's not the derech to drag it, and kamashman you'd be chayv anyways. Okay, uda afke lehicha. But where are you taking it out to? Either afke l'rusha sarabim. If you're taking it out to l'rusha sarabim, it's a shabbos ika, it's a ganevaleika. Right, and by the way, this is true whether it's you're dragging or not dragging, but where you're taking it to, right? If you're taking it to the Shishar Rabim, right? So then I got an Isser Shabbos that I get, right? Because you're taking it from Shishar Yachan to Shishar Rabim, right? But Isser Geneva Leika, because the assumption at least at this stage is that a person cannot be Kona in the Shishar Rabim. You can't make a Kenyan in the Shishar Rabim, and then in Geneva. That's where it's sitting. We're going to see that may not be a conclusion. Okay, so what's going on here? So either afki the rishus hayachid, and if it's that I took it from that person's rishus hayachid into my rishus hayachid, so isa geneva ika, isa shabbos leika. So then I have an isa malacha, I have an isa geneva, but I don't have an isa shabbos. I didn't take it from one rishus hayachid from rishus hayachid rishus harabim. So lo tzricha the afke letzidei rishus harabim. So what do? You took it not out to the rishus harabim mamish, you brought it out to the sidewalk, right? To the side of the rishus harabim. Why? Ukaman, and who's that like? So if it's like Rabbi Elazar who holds that it's the sides of the Rishis Rabim or like the Rishis Rabim itself, same problem. Is it Shabbos Ika? Is it Geneva Leika? Then good. I have an Isra Shabbos, but I don't have an Isra Geneva because it's like the Rishis Rabim Mamish. And if it's like the Rabbanan who hold that the sidewalks of the Rishis Rabim are not like the Rishis Rabim itself, then again, it's a Geneva Ika, it's a Shabbos Leika. So you haven't solved my problem by saying Tzidei Rishis Rabim. Actually, we have. La'olam k'Rabbi Eliezer. No, really, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. This is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Tzidei Rishis Rabim like the Rishis Rabim. Okay. V'chi amar Rabbi Eliezer Tzidei Rishis Rabim to Rishis Rabim damu hanimila le'in chiyuva de Shabbos. When Rabbi Eliezer says that Tzidei Rishis Rabim are like Rishis Rabim, that's when it comes to the question of Hotzah. Why? The zimnin the dachke rabim va'ad lahasam. Because it's sometimes when a person's on the side of the road that whatever you're holding or wherever you are, you could get caught up in the people who are walking through, and you'll end up in the rishus rabim itself mamish. So he held that see rishus rabim is like rishus rabim in terms of melacha. Avalainim mikna kani. But in terms of kinyanim, he still holds you can be kona in the you can be kona still in the tzidei rishus rabim, and so you get both. Right, so this, the bottom line is you get a Tzidei Rishis Rabim, which is Isser Hotzah, takes place there, and Tzidei Rishis Rabim is helpful because it's still a place where you can be Kona and make it, and be Chayav for Geneva. And that's the case here is we're going to the Tzidei Rishis Rabim like the Sheet of Rebbe Elias. Okay. In my time, the Halo Shchichei Rabim, right? And why can you make a Kinyan there? Because people aren't really there, right? The sidewalk, there are not as many people as they are in the thoroughfare. And therefore, we assume you can make a Kinyan in that place. Okay. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Rav Ashi, Amar, what happened? What is the how are we making this kinyan? So Ravashi Amar Kagon should siref yado lamata mishlosha vikiblo. No, what happened was he put his hand below three tvachim and it was makaba there. And the fact that he goes ahead and he makes the kinyan down there, like Rashi says, Kagon should siref yado hashnia lepachos mishlosha samach lakarka. Right, he puts his hand down on the ground next to the ground. Ubi yado achas, and with the other hand girura, and the other hand he's pulling it. Vinafla so chaverta v'yado kanyale. So he's like pulls the thing into his hand. He pulls it out the door, and he put and it falls onto his hand, which is below, you know, three tvachim. So it's not the mishas arabim, and it's and therefore he's able to be kona in that way. And that's Rav Ashi argues that's the case that he's going to be chay. Fine. And that's kidderava. The amarava yado shal adam chashuva lo ka'arba arba. Because Rava holds that a person's hand is like dal dal. It's like their own personal rishus. Okay. So Rav Acha masni hachi, Ravina masni. So Rav Acha says like us, right? Ravina masni leolam the af kedushas rabim. So Rav Acha says like what we said, but Ravina says different pshat. He says, what's the case? La'olam da'afki l'rishus harabim. Really, he took the purse out into the rishus harabim mamish. U'rishus harabim nami kana. And in the rishus harabim, a person taka is kana. Meaning, this whole back and forth here we just had in the last few lines was all with the assumption that you're not able to make a kinyan in the rishus harabim. But Ravina says, not true. He says, we actually talk a hold that you can't make a kinyan in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And so he doesn't need all this song and dance. He just says, you took it out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's where a person can make a kinyan. So once I take it out of that person's Rosh Hashanah, in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and I'm holding it, I make a kinyan right there in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay. And Vitarvayu, Bidiyuka, the Hamas Nisin Kamifiki. And so and where does the machlokus between Ravina and Ravacha take place? Where does it come from? Ravacha holding that basically you can't make a kinyan rishus rabim, and so you have to say one of these you know fancier answers, cedar rishus rabim, whatever. As opposed to Ravina, who says no, you just konan rishus rabim itself. They both are getting their approach from a diuk in a mishnah. What's the mishnah? The mishnah bava kama, disnan. The mishnah teaches as follows: Hayam moshcho v'yotze umes. The case is a situation: a person who is purchasing an animal from somebody else. And he is going to make a kinyan mishicha. He's going to pull the animal, and that's how he's going to make a kinyan. Rashi says, sorry, it's not stealing, he's stealing it. Rashi says, Hayam Moshcho, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom of the skinny lines. Rashi says, Hayam Moshcho, Begonev Behema Birshus Bailim Kai. He's stealing an animal within the Rishus of the owner, right? Bepek Meruba, Umes. And the shore dies, right? Not the stealer, but the animal. He's trying to pull the animal out, to steal it, and the animal dies. So the question is going to become, is he chayav to pay for the animal that died now? Right? Whose rishus was the animal in when it died? Was it in the rishus of the Baalim? Was it in his rishus? So let's go back to the Gemara. This not hayam moshcha v'yotzei umeis. If he pulls the animal out, and the animal dies. V'rishus Baalim pater. Within the rishus of the Baalim, he is pater. Rashi says, "Hagan of Mishalim Klum, the Lokani, this Chayev Onsin. He's not Chayev to be Chayev in Onsin. I wonder. The one thing I'm just wondering, I didn't look this up, is why is he not Chayev? At least like he did a Nezek, like he didn't make a Kinyan on the animal, but he still was Mazek. And so why is he not Chayev to pay something? But I don't know. I'm not sure. Have to see.
Does it mean he's Pater from everything, or he's just Pater from?
Rashi says, "Pater Hagan of Mishalim Klum." It's very strong language of Rashi, right? The lokani, the lischayev beonsin. He's not chayev now. He's going to have to be paid for onus, right? Something happened out of his control. The animal just drops dead, so it's not his fault. Maybe a case like this. The case is that the animal drops dead. He's not dying. He's not dying from anything that the person did.
Right.
That's the point.
He didn't do anything unusual.
Correct, right? Because if he would do something unusual, the animal would die. He'd have to pay for that.
Right.
So the point is, he's just stealing the animal. The animal has a heart attack and dies. And right. It had nothing to do. We could assume. We're assuming it had nothing to do with the ganav.
He wasn't taking right. ownership of
it. Exactly. So if he had taken ownership of the animal and now the animal dies, okay. So he'd be chayav to pay. But the point is, he didn't do it. Fine. So let's go back to the mishnah. Hayam moshcha v'yotze ames. Rishus b'al de'im pater. If it's still in the rishus of the owner, he's pater. He gebio osho tziyam rishus b'al de'im umes chayav. Right. But however, if he takes him out, say if he lifts it up, or he a small animal, he didn't pick it up, or he takes it out of the rishus of the Baalim, so then he's chayiv. Okay, so what's going on here? So each one's going to make a diak from a different part of the Mishnah. Ravina diak mi resha. Ravina learns out from the resha. What do you say? And Rav Acha diak mi seifa. And Rav Acha learns from the seifa. And the Gemara's going to explain what each diak is. Ravina diak mi resha. Ravina makes a diak from the beginning of the Mishnah. Why? Hayamoshcho v'yotze umeis b'yershus b'alim pater. Right? He's moshech. And he to take it out, and it dies. If it's Rishus Bailim, it's Pater. Taima de Mace, Rishus Bailim, Haho Tzio, Rishus Bailim, Umace, Chayef. Right? What's the implication? The implication is that the reason he's not Chayef is because it died in the Rishus of the owner. But if he would have taken it out of the Rishus of the Bailim, it would have died, so then he'd be Chayef to pay. Right? That's reasonable. Okay? Rav Acha, Diek Me Seifa. Rav Acha makes a Diek from the Seifa. Right? Yeah, Rav Acha diek mi seifa higbio osho tzio hotza. Right. So what did the meaning? The point being, if the Mishnah said nothing else, just the resha, I would be done already, right? Just tell me if it dies in Mishnah Sabalim, then he's not chayav to pay. Stop. Mishnah could have stopped there, right, and said nothing, and then I would know exactly what the diek is, what the original diek was, which is yeah. So if I take it out, I'm chayav to pay. So now the Mishnah though goes ahead and explains the other side, right? Which is, if you take it out, right? If you take it, umeis, then you're chayev. So what does he argue? Rav Asher, Rav Acha, diek mesefa, higbiya, osho tzio, hotza, right? Osho tzio, hotza, duma da hagba. Right? It has to be, hotza, like the hagba. Ma hagba, da asli rishusei. When you do hagba, what happens? It comes into your own rishus. Af hotza nami, da asli rishusei. Right, so the hotza also gets only your only chayiv in hotza if it goes into your rishus, right? And what's the point being? You see, according to Rav Acha, right, which is Rav Acha, the second one, he say that's how he learns from there that a person cannot be kone in the rishus harab, right? Does that sound correct? Right, Rav Acha saying the only type of the leaving the rishus only works if it goes into my rishus. But if it stays in a general shows, it's not going to be enough. Yeah, does that make sense?
Right, so the first case is he's taking it out of the original owner's rishus.
And that's it.
Taking it out.
It's enough. Even in the rishus harabim, I'd be kone.
Take it into his own.
Second, right. Second point being, oh, but in the Mishnah, what happens? We just say, you have to take hagbah and hotzar mirishus. Oh, you see that the hagbah has to be like the hotzar mirishus. Meaning that it's not enough that the hotzar mirishus has to be like the hagbah. It's not just to take it out of his rishus, I have to bring it into my rishus. Nafka meaning being, what happens if the animal die in rishus harab? Right? So according to Ravina, you're going to be chayev because you took it out of the person's rishus. According to Rav Acha, you're not chayev yet. Why? You didn't bring it into your rishus. Right? So, fine. Okay, but there's a problem still. The Rav Acha, kasha resha, the Ravina, kasha seifa. Okay, but each one has a problem with the other. Right? So okay, Re'eshel Rav Acha lo kasha. So Rav Acha doesn't have a problem with the Re'esha. Why? Kama de lo us the Rishus say Rishus Brilim Karina Bay. Right? Yeah, they're just explaining, right? As long as it didn't come into my Rishus, then it's the Rishus Brilim. That's what they're explaining. Save for the Ravina lo kasha. Okay, but the Save for Ravina is not a problem either. Why? Hotza Dumi Dag Bado Amrina. He says, what do you mean? This whole thing is a chiddush. Right? They say the idea that your Hotza has to be like a Hagba. What are you talking about? You made that up. Right, it's not like some Xeris Akasif somewhere. You're making it's almost like a Jerusha on the words of Chazal in the Mishnah. He says, I don't say such a thing. Then what do you mean? As long as it's just the Mishnah is just explaining that you take it out of the Rishus. Okay, explains how. But it doesn't mean to tell me it has to be then taken into my own Rishus. That's an extra thing that you're adding, that you're darshaning in the Mishnah, which didn't really exist. So that's why we have machlokas between Ravina and Rav Acha about this question of whether the kinyan has to happen, can happen in the Rishus Rab or not, is based on this diak and this other Mishnah. But the bottom line is, that's why we got these two different approaches to this question of the taking the purse out of the Rishus. Does it have, you know, is it possible to be kohen in the Rishus Rabim or not? And really all getting to the same point, which is the same point, by the way, in the end of the day. And just, these are all details to it, but it still comes to the same point, which is that whenever the two maisim are ba'in ka'echad, right, if I have the Hagbah and the Kinyan and, you know, of the Gneva, and I have the Malacha happen at the same moment, to the same action, I'm going to be Chai for the stronger, the bigger punishment, which here would be, you know, Skila, and be Pater for paying. That rule still applies. The question here just becomes what the application would be, in which case. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up with the bottom, well, bottom Lam Beis to move to Lam Beis. next week. Okay,
just, I guess, one...